Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It's party time. Want a drink? Bartender. Champagne.
Excuse me, old chap. Can I get a big fat Latin sound?
How fat, amigo?
I'd say a super allegro.
You got it. Bartender, TP for two.
That dance and guaranteed you won't have to go to Weight Watchers. You'll be jiggling your culo. Okay, was it too much? I know, us Irish people, we can't stand it when you're not speaking English. Oh, it's that monkey music. That's what my father used to say. Turn off that monkey music. Yeah, Radio Watto. Everybody else was listening to the songs of the Gael. I was listening to Radio Wado. Good sound. There's more talent in that band than any rock group that you just paid $200 to see. And
Hello.
It keeps you on your feet.
How are you?
And if you can't feel rhythm through that, then they might as well put the extra nail in the coffin. So what are we going to talk about today? You know, you go to some of these Latin American countries
hang in
and
here
you
one
forget
second,
all your, you lose all your inhibitions. Now, you take a look at the Secret Service. I mean, they went to Cartagena in Colombia, and they got into trouble. One Secret Service agent, according to the rumors that the unbelievable press is telling, is he refused to pay the $47 charge, and that he owed a prostitute, and she called the cops. She called the cops on the Secret Service. Isn't that funny? That is funny. She called the cops. Hang in there. And now they're showing pictures of Hillary in a Cuban nightclub in Cartagena. And she's partying it up. And when she heard about the Secret Service, she wanted to know if they used their GSA coupons. Are we in trouble? Every time the Democrats come to power, everybody gets screwed. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Remember President Pinocchio Pants? I mean, he had the revolving door policy. He was in the oral office, and he was getting harmonica lessons. And the phone rang. It was the Chinese ambassador while he was in the middle of a set. And the Chinese ambassador said, "Mr. Quinton! Mr. Quinton, how are you? Oh, Hickory! Mr. Quinton, are you busy right now? Oh, you're speaking Chinese! Ooh, ah, ee!" Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Guys are out hunting for new wives. They're living second lives in Washington. And it's not all Democrats. There was one Republican. Do you know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught cheating? The Republican says, "I didn't do it." And the Democrat says, "You can't prove it." You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get beat up? The Republican crawls into a corner and licks his wounds. The Democrats lick everybody's wounds. Unbelievable, man. We're going to hell in a handbasket. Our children should be sent to cloistered nunneries, convents, and monasteries for their own protection, because we are bad examples. Look at John Edwards. What a dirtbag. What a ratty dirtbag. He wouldn't even wait for his wife to die. Right? How you doing, John? Oh, I'm doing okay. I've got a second family. Well, how's the wife? Well, you know, not going to be around much longer. I got to look out for me. Thanks, John. You know, John also voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. That's when I knew he was a scumbaggio. That's when I knew. If you vote to burn the flag, you're no good. You are the enemy of the American people. You hate us. You're trying to destroy us. Yeah. It was a time when if a married man tried to do an end run around his wife, other women wouldn't go near him. They would mark him as a leper. He had to wear a bell around his neck. But today, desperation rules. So let me take a break, and let me see if we can find another tune for you to make your day. We'll give you something to cheer you up. Especially if you're stuck in traffic out there at $4 a gallon gas. Of course, then we have client number 9 from the governor of the state of New York, not to be outdone by client number X from XY to the third power from the state of New Jersey, who had state troopers drop him off at the men's room on the thruway so entertain truck drivers. Isn't that wonderful? And both of these guys, when they got caught, the first thing they did was drag their destroyed families into the fray on the stage. Elliot Spritzer standing with his wife, who should have stuck a knife in his heart, right there on the stage. "Elliot, this is for you." And the other guy, but real low life, not only does he have his wife on stage, but he brings his aged mother and father on to further humiliate them. He's our son, and we're proud of him. Yeah. And the check's in the mail. Oh, we're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. And then we have a local hero here who we sent to Washington to represent us. And he starts a second family down in Washington, D.C. And the sad part about that one is his father covered up and made the payments to his mistress so that his wife wouldn't see any money coming out of their account. How's that? How would you like to be that bride? You think your husband's down in Washington and he's serving the people and he's taking care of himself, and he's got a wife and a kid down in Washington that you don't know about, and your father-in-law, you're part of the family, he's covering up for his son. How would you feel? Would you feel betrayed? Like Jesus at the Last Supper, you would. Yes, for certain. Yes, for certain. Terrible. So he lost, he washed out on his career. He was just getting started. He was a good little Republican. He did everything that the party told him to do. He wouldn't take an issue that was outside of the dogma of the party. And he's out. He's out of work now. He's got to go back to law, practicing law. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, he does closings, not house and graves. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yes. So what do you think happens? I see some Republican running for office, and who's standing behind him endorsing him? This guy. He's coming back. This is what they do. The Democrats are masters of it. They use the old Roman cohort tactic. Front row falls back after making all kinds of wild accusations and telling lies, and they fall back to the third row, and the second row moves up to the first row, and they have new lie tellers. Oh yeah, they are the masters of divide and conquer. They are. They lie like Persian rugs. So, let me take a break. And did I miss anybody? I'm sure I did. Oh yeah, yeah. How about the guy who got arrested at was it Indianapolis Airport or an Indiana airport for touching feet in the men's room? I wrote a song about it. You ever hear hands touching hands? I just changed it to feet touching feet. You're not a cop, are you? Voulez-vous? Yeah. Feet touching feet, reaching out, touching you, touching me, sweet Congress guy. Yeah. How would you like to be that Secret Service agent that goes home from Cartagena and tells his wife, honey, it wasn't me. I paid the $47. Oh, man. Love is lost. Where is love? There is no love. Love is gone. I say there are more nuns today than ever before. There are girls who won't get married. They're self-cloistered.
Apart from you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon.
Skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies do I see. Blue days all are gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smile at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Days all gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue sky from now on.
Live to see blue skies under the regime of the Caliph, the 12th Imam. Yes, Indonesia, Obama. Oh man, are we in trouble? We're in trouble. As a buddy of mine used to say, we're all up the fat lady's burqa. Oh God. Okay, we're back. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. I'm going to open with a little lively tune to pep us all up, and then we'll get into some heavy-duty politics. Stand by. This opening number is a Brazilian tune, and I'll tell you a little background on it. It was given to me on a CD by a woman who was in a nursing home. It was given to my wife, who was a nurse, and she brought it home. It was the most fantastic album I ever heard. I never heard any of the songs before. It wasn't here in the USA, and Brazilian music has always been good ever since they invented the bossa nova, at least to me. And what's funny is we have a friend who is a Brazilian lady, and she just became an American citizen, which is another story in itself, because you would be brokenhearted if you saw the swearing-in ceremony. But this lady is a very nice lady, and it was her day in the sun. And so after she was sworn in and became an American citizen, we teased her, we blamed her for 9-1-1, we blamed her for the war in Iraq, we blamed her for the high taxes. Hey, you know, you play with the big boys, you got to pay with the big boys. But I got into an argument with a liberal one day who said we should scuttle all our aircraft carriers. And he said we're the only ones that have them and we don't need them, because if we got rid of them, peace would prevail. So I thought he was wrong, and I know that the Chinese had taken a Russian aircraft carrier, and when they first got it, they said they were going to make it a gambling ship. Yeah, they're going to gamble with our lives. Now they're turning it into a weapon of war. But so I did a research on who has aircraft carriers, and I'm doing this off the top of my head. We had the most. I think we had 11 or 13. And the French had one. I can't remember the rest. There were only a couple of countries had them. But Brazil had one. So I tease her all the time. I said, yeah, when the aircraft carrier goes to sea, they launch the Carnival band. They don't have any airplanes. They just got a Carnival band on the aircraft carrier deck. And she got a kick out of that. So here's that tune. And it's called Bambacato. And don't let the language scare you. Just remember, one day we'll all be pressing one for Tico Tico.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Canta o miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro pra cair se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Ay, 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 ay.
What did you notice about that tune? What did you notice about that band? They all had musical instruments. If you look at it, people are spending hundreds and thousands of dollars to go to concerts, and a guy comes out with a guitar. A guitar and a guy with a pair and a set of drums. That's it. They don't even have cowbells. And God knows we need more cowbells. Yeah, today, that's it. You buy a guitar, you're a star. Give me a break, man. I like big band sounds. I like to hear a trumpet section. I like to hear a trombone section. I want to see a guy swinging on a trapeze playing a wooden bass fiddle. Not this little thing that you could put a couple slices of white bread between the frets and make toast. Unbelievable. Okay, so let's get serious and do some serious politics. Here's my first comment of the day. I do a lot of blogging, I got to tell you. I just haven't had time to broadcast. But you know what? As we get closer to losing the country, I'm going to try and set up a regular scheduled broadcast. And I'm still working on it, so just be patient. Afghan Taliban infiltrates a CIA in country. I don't know if I said it in this broadcast today, but they're all leaving. All the Taliban, all the Al-Qaeda are leaving Iraq. They're coming in for the big kill in Afghanistan. If Obama doesn't pull out smartly, he's going to leave a lot of dead Americans coming home in body bags. Because the Afghans are getting ready to give us a shellacking. And I hope we're up for it. I hope that the Clinton Mogadishu mile doesn't become the Obama Kabul run. So Afghan Taliban infiltrates CIA in country. We're not doing too good. Suicide bomber does his jobs. Bodies are blown 50 yards away. SEAL Team 6 was wiped out in one chopper. Taliban has infiltrated our intelligence. Was SEAL Team 6 ambushed with advanced Pakistani notice, just like Black Hawk Down? It is always on demo camo time that we get hit hardest. Clinton in Mogadishu, Clinton at his WTC towers in 93. Oh, by the way, you know what WTC stands for now? With the cross. Now the press is covering up the body count in Afghanistan. This is going to shock you because nobody is talking about it. Not even the conservatives are talking about it. 461 Americans died under Bush in 8 years of the big win. We did win in Afghanistan. We blew them away with the help of the Northern Alliance. And the Northern Alliance, I don't know what happened to them, but they don't seem to be our ally anymore. Nobody's talking about that. So now the press is covering up the body count in Afghanistan. Bush 461 in 8 years of the big win, and Obama 1,500 body bags in 2.5 years, and we are on the run already. Are we up for this game? How fast will we do the Kabul mile? This party of death will kill more Americans than the Muslims do. Jihad to a Muslim is like communion to a Catholic. Wake up, America. You are on your last retreat. We won't have a prayer. The ACLU will see to that. When we lose, watch the demo camos pointing out the Americans. You can't miss the demo camos. They'll all be wearing beards and burkas. And in case you forgot, I've got a YouTube you should see, a YouTube video, and it's called I Pledge to Thee a Boycott NBC. I Pledge to Thee a Boycott NBC. And I also have another one on YouTube called Flag Burners of Record, and that one will make you real sick. In case you forgot, and I also have a book out, you can get it on Kindle, I told you that, Spirit of America Party. And a lot of things I said in that book in the 5 years ago are more true today than they were 5 years ago. In case you forget, the demo camos gave us NOM, and Johnson said we can have guns and butter. The same routine. Now they call it blood and treasure. I hate when they say blood and treasure. You can't put a price on one drop of American blood. You can't put a price on a mother's national treasure. When an American dies in Afghanistan, the media whispers a NATO soldier was killed. But his body is not going to Norway, unless it is Norway, Maine. Dakota Myers for Secretary of Defense. You want to know something? I changed my mind. I think he should be president. I want someone who feels bad about losing an American brother. He gives new meaning to affirmative action. Put him in charge and everybody lives longer. And while we're at it, in November of 1998, oil was $10 a barrel. And that was before Clinton Gore sold out the U.S. Navy Elk Hills oil reserves. Give that man 10 carbon credits. Wake up, America. The whole world is laughing at us. I'm back. We were talking about the Bolshevik Revolution on Wall Street the other day. And I just wanted to give you my opinion on the slime that attended that demonstration. In 1917, the Bolsheviks revolted for bread. In France, in the late 1700s, the French revolted for bread. In 1935, the Germans joined the Nazi Party for bread. During the Depression, Americans tried to find a job to buy bread. Welfare was a bag of flour and you had to make your own dough. Fast forward to September 2011 and get a look at the phony illegitimi who turned Wall Street into Swill Street, pretending to be the voice of the oppressed, who they wouldn't allow into their gated communities. These spoiled brats of liberalism turned Grey Poupon communists were dropped off by their limo drivers with their laptops and power packs, posing as Michael Moore braceros. One such a slimy example of the new world of disorder called into Jason Matera's Sunday night show, and when he was catching his breath from ranting, Jason asked him, "So what's the objective?" And without hesitation, his reply was to overthrow the American government. He sounded just like Obama and the DNC. The communist media sucks it up, regurgitates it, and calls it news. Don't forget all the police brutality against women. Oh, the inhumanities. They were pepper sprayed. And all they were trying to do is overthrow the government. I wish I was a genie and could transfer that communist demonstration to Syria, where not only did the police send them to the hospital, they killed them in the recovery room. But like the truth on Wall Street, the media covers up for Bashar al-Assad. Damascus is Obama Pelosi's campaign headquarters. Can you believe she took a crew of her crew in a jumbo jet? She demanded from the U.S. Air Force that the one they gave her as sneaker of the house was too small. And as soon as she got the big one, she flew to Syria. So, while the Wall Street Communist College graduates were texting one another, their leader, the illegal alien from another planet, was wining and dining 400 millionaires on 40th Street in a fancy hotel, telling them he was going to destroy the wealthy except himself, Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Tunemelt, the Facebook owners, King Abdullah, Berkshire Hathaway, and Roger Moore. And they all clapped. If he had said, get on the railroad car when your name is called, they would have went. Sometime later, Barack Trotsky had a taxpayer bite to eat with his czars, and the people's tab came to $5,000. Well, trickle-down tip money to the crew that had to wait on these demanding ones came to a flat as zero. No tip. At least the Clintons used to give them a Vote Hillary pamphlet. In New York, a 20% is considered a fair gratuity. I hear Pennsylvanians are not that generous. Maryland people tell me that. I just hope that Mohammed Bloomberg does not declare a jihad on the Wall Street swill. I can see him now leading the first assault on his bicycle. Already the 80 communists in jail have gone on a hunger strike, and they refused to eat the peasant under glass, and they sent the wine back because it was corked. When will the siege of New York stop? Ever since bin Laden came to town to see the Clintons in 93, everybody thinks we're a pushover. Ahmadinejad comes to New York to tell us soon he will nuke all the Jews. He tells us there are no gays in Iran when he is in New York. Every two-bit a demonstrator has to come to the big city. From global warming to save the seals in the subway, the good news is Ray Kelly, the politically correct police commissioner, has told the press that the NYPD can now bring down a jumbo jet. Judge Napolitano on Fox says, that's unconstitutional. Judge, you should be on the 80th floor watching that flight coming in, the first plane. And I want to hear you say, that's unconstitutional. But anyway, that's where I was here. Judge Napolitano says, it's unconstitutional. He says that Ray Kelly's order will be denied by the feds, and the boys from New York will obey the feds, unless they lost a brother whose motto is 911, we forget nothing. I guess the judge never saw my cartoon, and it's a cruise missile piercing the water, heading towards Iran, and it says, cut my head off, will you? Okay, I won't do it again. Just let me finish this row of buttons. Hang in there, boys and girls, and we'll see if we got anything more to discuss.
I wanna know.
The next time we talk, remind me about so-called citizen terrorists. I'm tired of hearing about Muslim American citizens who turn terrorists like they ate the magic potion. Yeah, and jihad, like I told you, I think I said it tonight. Didn't I say it? The jihad to a Muslim is like communion to a Catholic. And not all Muslims are terrorists. I noticed one guy. Jib-Jab is a service where you can, they have animated bodies and you put familiar faces on them. You can do political, you can do family. As a matter of fact, well, I'm not going to tell you about the one I have with the Democrats because it's uncouth. But I did one for my granddaughter, and it's the tune is called At the Hop, which is an old rock and roll tune. And there was like 5, 6, 7 characters on stage, and they all have a bunny outfits on, you know, like pajamas with the feet, you know, with the sewn in feet, and a little bunny cottontail and bunny ears, and then you put the face on. So I put a father's face on, a mother's face on, her uncle's face on, her brother's face on, and I sent it to her, and she loves it. She's crazy about it. As soon as I see her, the first words are, "At the hop, Grandpa, at the hop." You know, and the rest of the family is getting depressed because she dances over and over and over to this tune. Without exaggeration, I think she's done it 170 times. I said, you know what we got to do? We got to send this jib-jab down to Gitmo. We'll break Al-Qaeda. Instead of praying 5 times a day, we'll give them At the Hop 5 times a day. And get a chuckle. So anyway, hang in there and we'll see what else is up. If we got any other news. I'm going to sign off. I like Kane, and I'll tell you why I like him. He doesn't know too many people. I think he's very sincere. And you want to know something? I'm a racist. And you know what my favorite race is? The Kentucky Derby. But I like Kane, and I think he would do good. He'll give America a fair shake. I got to do some research on him. I want to see if he's got a religious background. I don't care if he doesn't know international, because nobody knows international. And the State Department has been selling us out for years. And you can't do anything without the State Department. And they'll sell you out. I'd like to know how SEAL Team 6 got murdered. I'd like to know the real story on that, because there's a cover-up there. They screwed up big time. You know, a president and a vice president can't ride in the same plane. In corporations, presidents and vice presidents don't ride in the same plane. And they put all those guys in one chopper. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't add up. Especially knowing that they were the targets of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban after they took out the Bin Laden. It smells. And nobody's doing any due diligence. But don't worry, the worst is yet to come. Sayonara, everybody. We'll meet again. Unless that mushroom goes off.
We got one.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Suwannee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Suwannee shore. I love the old folks at home. The folks in D-I-X-I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Suwannee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Suwannee. So
you know, when you get into an argument with a point of issue with a Democrat and you catch them lying, and they have no way out. You know what their reply is always? So what? And here's a newsletter that's out that says, Obama attorney admits in court birth certificate is a fake. Oh, so what? Yeah, we got over on you for 3 years. What are you going to do about it now? Cry over spilt milk? That's the answer you'll get. What else? Oh, the Olive Garden? We don't go to the Olive Garden. You can throw that coupon out. They won't fly an American flag. We won't eat any olives. Sorry, pal. I owe it to a lot of guys who were covered with that flag. And let us see what else. Charge against Zimmerman reeks of unprofessionalism. I'd just like to see the 17-year-old, a picture of Trayvon, and a 17-year-old picture of Zimmerman and put them side by side. Instead of showing Zimmerman in an orange shirt that looks like a jumpsuit. I hear, I don't know if it's true or not, I only heard one comment that he cried in his cell like the first night he was in jail. His mother is the most decent person of everybody in this crowd. Not Zimmerman's mother, but Trayvon's mother. She's a real lady. She's got class and she's got courage. But all of the opportunists that are trying to cash in on her misfortune, they should burn in hell. Especially Al Sharpton, who can write the N-word upside down on his breast. You don't know that story. It's a casualty of that Tawana Brawley case that you never heard about. He was a rookie cop on probation to get the job. And when the charges came up against him and the others, his girlfriend disowned him and he blew his brains out. You know, not everybody is unfragile. There are people out there, you know, they're just one step away from going over the edge. And all it takes is a lying piece of crap like Al Sharpton to push them there. So, new troops deploying to Afghanistan and need help now. That's from an information agency called Move America Forward. That's a GI who caters to the troops. And also helps out the villages in Afghan towns. Sadly, what's happening is Taliban are moving back in from Pakistan. Now they're coming in for the big back shoot. They're going to get all the Americans on the way out. Obama is going to screw this thing up big time, and he'll have six different people to blame. It's going to be a sad run out. It's a retreat. And they just did a poll in a military magazine for the Marine Corps, and only 25% of the Marines give Obama a vote of confidence. The rest of them think he's garbage. How's that? That's why he wants to break them. That's why he wants to try troops. That's why he fires generals who get under his thin skin. And he promotes the ones that can do us the most harm, including Admiral Lemon.
And I see on the military channel they're going to do some World War II battles. And narrating it is General Clark, Little Napoleon. There's a guy I can't stand. He makes me vomit. And they're doing a commercial, and he goes, "There's no substitute for victory." He stole that from MacArthur. That's how original this turd is. Yeah, anyway. And then they're saying that Obama advisor endorses Romney. And that was on Sunday. David Axelrod endorsed a Romney. You know, they're twisting it. He endorsed Romney. He just didn't. He just didn't say the right words. But you know what? You know who David Axelrod should endorse? He should endorse the third woman that came forward to denounce Cain, who went to six states to meet with Cain, and only had to go across the hall to meet with David Axelrod, who doesn't know her. Let me tell you something. This woman is a political ambulance chaser. You're going to tell me that the number two man in the Obama administration, she's not going to zero in on? Not even at tennis? Unbelievable. So what else have we got to talk about? Let's see what else is here. Oh, you heard about the threat at the Democratic Convention? I'll tell you that one. We take you now to the floor of the DNC, where the threat of threats was reported to have infiltrated the convention. SWAT teams are moving in and checking everybody. They're coming in with baby-sniffing dogs. Yes, that's right, Ted. I can't imagine how she got through. She completely got past our pregnometer. As they just nabbed her. Imagine what would have happened if she got up on stage 6 months pregnant at the Democrat National Convention. Well, she's being booked for carrying a concealed weapon and not using condoms and being lazy. She's another one of those lazy Republican women just plopping out babies all over the place. She is well over the DNC quota of 0.06. Next, they will tell us children have rights also. That baby popper Bachman had the nerve to adopt another 37. Can you imagine that lazy Romney woman with five children? Get a load of Santorum's wife. Who does she think she is? Snow White? Keep an eye on those Latinos. You know how they get, especially if they're married to Marines. We need neighborhood watch teams to report frolicking. Next thing you know, these people will be praying to God. Okay, this meeting is coming to order. Let's begin with the flag-burning ceremony. Remember, vote Democamo. Get free marijuana with the welfare debit card and the casino coupon. And should we give you a tune? We break away for a tune? I think we'll break away for a tune. Oh, Kessler, the Secret Service scandal grows. You know, and what they're saying now is that the girls are underage. There's a possibility the girls are underage. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And I wonder if there was a drugs there, though. Fed considers printing more money due to the weak dollar. And the scandal that could sink Obama, I guess that's the Secret Service. It's not so secret anymore. Did you know that Bill Clinton wanted to be a Secret Service agent? And a chapter in my book, I play a Secret Service man for him. Yeah, he wanted to go underground. And let's see what else we got here. We'll take a break. China's an astounding addiction for gold. Chinese are buying up all kinds of gold. I don't know about gold. Prices up there way high. They say it's going to go higher. I got burned in a silver deal many years ago when it was $6 an ounce. Couldn't lose. Yeah, couldn't lose. Yeah, I was buying on margin. Then I became marginal. Unbelievable. Bartender, a champagne. Anybody out there 16 years old? Anybody out there 32? How about 48? We'll play it three times. 64, I won't play it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you.
California All-Stars, Picadillo.